Track 4. Defense Mechanisms. We've explored your attitudes and how they're linked to learned behaviors and gender culture. Now let's increase your self-awareness of the impact of your personal needs in light of defense mechanisms, security versus growth, and middle-class values. Regarding defense mechanisms, the nature of life's demands are such that there are times when it's constructive to make temporary use of defense mechanisms like denial, projection, regression, fantasy, and so on. As you know, this helps us to guard against anxiety and pain that would otherwise be overwhelming. For example, I treated a client, Jane, who used denial as a reaction to her husband's physical abuse. Only when it extended to her daughter was Jane able to overcome her fear, face reality, and make use of help and resources. You need to be able to recognize the presence of defense mechanisms both in yourself and in your clients. Ask yourself whether your uses of defenses are constructive or destructive, consciously or perhaps unconsciously aware at the time. As you know, your selection of a particular defense mechanism is strongly influenced by your background. For example, do you have a family member that uses humor to deal with painful feelings? If not, what coping mechanisms did your family use? Denial? Projection? Regression? Think for a minute. When a client uses these mechanisms, do you become uncomfortable because they mirror your issues? Do you need to more consciously set a boundary between your feelings about a client's use of a defense mechanism and the ones you employ? To assist with this process of learning to know and use yourself more effectively in relation to your awareness of setting ethical boundaries with your clients, ask yourself the following questions. How do I think and feel about myself? Answer in one word or a phrase. What is my self-image? Do I feel I'm physically or intellectually handicapped in some area, or do I feel I'm whole? Do I see myself as old, middle-aged, or young? Am I fat, thin, or average? I feel one of the most important factors in self-awareness, and thus in setting ethical boundaries with clients, is how you feel about yourself. I know when I feel I like myself, I feel I usually relate in a more open, receptive manner to my clients. Let's explore this further. According to Brehms, in dealing with challenges in psychotherapy and counseling, your ability to be comfortable with yourself is based on the following four factors. Number 1. Awareness of and ability to accept yourself as a fallible person and therapist with strengths and weaknesses. We've already covered cultural role expectations placed upon males being the white knight, so to speak, and having all of the answers, and females to being submissive. How are you at self-acceptance? Number 2. Development of a flexible, adaptive pattern that does not demand perfection of yourself and hence does not expect it of others. We as therapists always strive to accept our lack of perfection, but where are you right now as you listen to this CD? Rate yourself on a scale from 1 to 10. 1 is low, being a total lack of imperfection, and 10 is high, being a total acceptance of your imperfections. Number 3. Regarding your ability to be comfortable with yourself, how would you rate your capacity to recognize and deal with the impact of negative attitudes? Are you a female who feels discriminated against regarding the last promotion or special privilege handed out to a male in your agency? Or are you a male who feels he's the victim of reverse discrimination? Number 4. Acceptance of the fact that self-liking is not static or unchanging. Self-acceptance and liking involves a continuous process of awareness, assessment, and flexibility. The point to be made here is setting ethical boundaries with clients begins with your comfort level with yourself as a basis for making objective treatment decisions. Question 4. Your ability to be comfortable with yourself is based on what four factors?